Talk about the future of what you see. I mean, you look out, we're standing right across where the field demonstrations and the shuttles are loading for the farm tour, and it's a younger crowd.
It is. It's a younger crowd that's really interested in the technology. For those that may have thought technology wasn't going to get to the farm or going to be a major role, this is a pretty big eye-opener. I still like to eat three times a day. I think most all of us do, and so production of food is going to be a big deal for a long time, and it always will. And so technology is going to play a huge role.
Which brings up a couple of big issues right now on the national and international level, and that is, you know, people are concerned about where their food comes from, the safety of food and so on, GMO labeling, different issues like that. How do we convince the public to continued confidence in that food supply?
Well, a couple of different ways. First off, as a farmer, I'm just as concerned about the quality of the food that my family, my children, my grandchildren have as anybody is. And yes, I'm a food producer as well, and so it's something I do every day. But to suggest that we shouldn't be asking those questions is the wrong road. We need to ask those questions, and we need to use all the science we have available to determine what is a quality food and how do we produce it in the best way to serve people not only in this county or this state but across the world.
How do we get a lot of talk about the GMO labeling right now? Vermont has their own laws due for implementation here. Is a national standard the way to go?
Well, I think it has to be something based in science. I mean, it's very easy to find printed material that strongly supports or strongly opposes GMOs and how they've changed the landscape in agriculture. We have to rely on science and sound information to really make those determinations. To use strictly emotion gives us a result, but I don't think it's a very good result.
Switching gears here, but we're looking at some pretty big machinery at this show as well, and that brings up implements of husbandry here in Wisconsin. And this is an ongoing process here with the new law.
It is, yes. When that initial legislation was driven and created, I think the participants knew that we wouldn't get everything right out of the chute. But it was an important topic that we needed to address so that not only could we get farm equipment up and down the roads into the fields that we needed, but we also could give appropriate protections to our infrastructure, our roads that our town board members and our county board members work very hard to achieve. So it was an important conversation. It was the right time to do it.
How is the state legislature conducive to working with it? Are they open to the changes to suggestions?
I think they really are. I think it's way too easy to speak negatively of our elected officials, whether in the state or across the country. In this case, I think the partisan lines have gone away, and people have looked at what's best for not only the industry of agriculture, but also for, as I said, those town boards and county boards that have to keep these roads in a good condition, because we all rely on those roads to bring things in and to move them out from our cities, our towns, and our farms. So there's a lot of common interests, and I'm encouraged by the way it's gone forward.
What's the next priority in the evolution of the law?
Well, we've had the initial legislation. We've had one revision last spring. I know there's been additional discussions and the potential for additional legislation either this fall or next spring. As we work through the processes and find the areas that aren't workable or aren't being handled well, we'll consider different alternatives. But it's a continuing conversation. And I'm confident that all the players in the room are looking for a better solution.
Another challenge in agriculture in Wisconsin, high-capacity wells. We see a dairy farm, Waisaki, is getting challenged with those wells. Another issue that needs to be resolved.
It is. High-capacity wells has a number of different parts to it. We haven't had a major discussion on how we can transfer ownership of wells or how we can repair wells without getting an additional permit. And that's kind of driven the initial discussion. And it's gone on to the other issues of looking farther forward as far as water availability for all of us in the future. It's in all of our best interests to have this discussion and recognize the importance of water. There's other states that have much bigger problems than us, and we need to handle this methodically and in a proper way.
image. Obviously, selling the large farms, the large dairy farms, have a bit of an image to sell. You look at Stotts Brothers; they've done a great job here. Great neighbors, great stewards of the soil. How do we convince the general public this is what these other dairies can be?
Well, we have showcases like we have here this week with Farm Tech Days. We also, as farmers, need to be open to talking with our consumers around the country and around the state of what our process is. And our process is to get better every year on a whole host of issues, including water. It is not a business where you achieve a goal and then you stay there for 5, 10, 15 years. We need to keep improving in our methods and our processes every year, and we're committed to that.
Speaking of waters, Waters of the U.S. set for implementation on Friday, and this is something I know Farm Bureau has had concerns with.
We do. We think it's a huge overstep by the EPA on control of land. They may have had some legitimate concerns at the beginning of this process, but they have gone over bounds hugely in their ability to control land and water. We think there's some huge problems in the communication between the Corps of Engineers and EPA that have come to light recently, and very hopeful that the processes in place of either legislation or legal will cause EPA to step back and reexamine this and do it in a proper way.